Welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to prolific songwriter and hitmaker Burt Bacharach. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Bacharach, who died on February 8th of last year.
Burt Bacharach was more than prolific. He was damn good. More than 1,000 artists sang his songs. 70 of his songs became Billboard Top 40 hits. Bacharach died February 8th in Los Angeles. He was 94. Bacharach made music for 7 decades. One of his earliest jobs was Marlene Dietrich's accompanist for her nightclub act. He wrote some country hits in the early 1960s, including Story of My Life and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. He and Hal David hooked up in the late 1950s. They wrote more than 100 songs together in the early 1960s. They wrote 39 straight songs that reached the singles chart over the next decade. They discovered Dionne Warwick in 1961. Bacharach and David quit their collaboration after disagreements led to lawsuits. Warwick filed a lawsuit saying he abandoned her. Carol Bayer Sager became his new writing partner and his wife. They wrote several hits, including Warwick's That's What Friends Are For. Bacharach and David were a hot commodity when it came to writing for the movies. They won 2 Oscars for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, including Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. The song reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Bacharach wrote the music and David wrote the lyrics for our song of the day, Walk On By, for Warwick in 1964. The song was the first time Bacharach used 2 baby grand pianos in a studio recording. The song was supposed to be the B-side to Any Old Time of Day. Influential New York DJ Murray the K would only play the B-side. He thought it was the hit. He was right. The song revived Warwick's career. It reached number 6 on Billboard's Hot 100.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to Walk On By on YouTube, as well as get information on how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one about De La Soul's David Jolicoeur and share the tributes with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.